see you looking out your window. I see you looking out your window. What do you see?
All right, welcome back, everybody. You've got the professor. My name is Darren, of course, with my lovely wife, Kim. And here we are outside the historic St. Joe's Cemetery, 1835. So that would be 7 years before the yellow fever, the death, the plague, took Port St. Joe from 18,000 people down to 400. Ooh. Hey, Kim, what do you remember about walking through here at night?
All of the big spiders with big white eyes.
Yeah, just glow in the dark. They just love that infrared stuff. So we're going to just do a quick walk around here, and then we're going to go back to a couple places we had the hot spots last time. So we have Jacob Blackwell, died 1841. So 1841, 1842, 27 years old, 51 years old, Blackwell.
Did you read what that said?
Let me go back to the actual
dedication
marker here. So the historical marker. Looks like a slab you can stand on. The following persons are believed to be buried here. Dr. Thomas Thompson. Native of Charleston, editor of the Apalachicola Advertiser, 1840. George Clark, Boston, 1841. Henry Langley, Captain George L.L. Kupfer. That's the one that started it all in 1840. So 1841, the yellow fever was in full swing. Patrick McDonough and son Sligo from Ireland. William Broughton, Robert Stewart, Jacob Blackwell. I think that's one we just saw. Mrs. John Richards. The Honorable Richard C. Allen, Calhoun County Delegate to St. Joseph's Convention. Mrs. Nancy Duval, wife of ex-Governor W.P. Duval. George Ward, Georgiana. Mrs. S.S. Sibley, editor of the Floridian. Mrs. Fleming Hickson, an agent, Union Bank. Oh, interesting.
An attorney.
Dr. E.R. Gibson, associate as an editor of the United States Telegraph, Washington, D.C. Thomas Bertram, former secretary of St. Joseph's. And Lake Wimico Railroad, Mr. and Mrs. Moses, mother and father of Ralph G. Moses. Brother Hamilton of the Methodist Episcopal St. Joseph Station. And Brother Seeley, who got both of them, Methodist, same church. And editor Joseph B. Webb, proprietor of the Florida Journal, 1841. And of course, those are just the rich, memorable people. The rest of us, normal, lowly people, just got buried in mass graves. Just dig a hole and dump them in. Unfortunately, you can't have the bodies sitting out and decomposing. Then that just makes everything
stink
worse. Now, Kim, which was the crypt over here? So we're coming up on one crypt, then there's another pair, and another pair further down. Do you recall the one that we had all the SLS action around?
No, but when I get close to it, I can tell you.
How can you tell us when we get closer?
Because they grab a hold of my legs, that's why. Here's a cold spot here in this corner.
Okay, so the far left corner of the first crypt, she felt a cold spot. And then we're coming up on the pair. And I remember the little
cold spot right here.
Same thing, far left corner. Again, so same spot. And then we get the two that are kind of decaying, decrepit. It looks like all the bricks are starting to fall out of these things. So they've seen better days. So it looks just like stacks of red brick stacked up. You can see the mortar between them where they cemented them together. And then the one in the center of the cemetery. This thing looks really good. Walls
are
actually still
right
straight
here.
Out too. And a coal spot on the close left corner in this one. So once we get some stuff going here, I'm gonna pull out my FLIR and see if I notice any temperature changes.
And let's go over to the last two that are by the gazebo.
Okay, yeah, the last two are closer to the captain. There's a nice little...
And then you can read that headstone.
Gazebo on the inside.
Are you able to read that?
Okay, you wander over to those last two crypts and I'll see if I can read this.
Yep.
So we got Patrick. Oh, boy. Patrick Diango. Native of... I can't read that. County of Slipo. Died 1841. So once again, 1841, you had the yellow flea fever just decimating the entire area down here. So I'm making my way back over to the brick cobblestone walkway around the entire cemetery, coming to the last two crypts. So these crypts are about 8 feet long, about 4 feet wide. It looks like they're about 3 feet tall. Oh, and we got Kim just a moaning with one spot. So we got something going on there. So I'm gonna attempt to put down my cell phone.
Look at this.
With the audio recorder and see if I can switch gear. So the audio should keep rolling. So just leave that right there. I'm gonna move my backpack on top of
it. Let go.
And let's see if I can get on my FLIR camera. Oh, not good. Left my zipper open. Good thing I didn't lose any equipment. Okay, so we're gonna fire up.
Hello, my name is Kim. This is Darren.
The FLIR.
We are paranormal investigators. As you can tell, I can sense you. We're not here to hurt you or harm you in any way. I'm the sensitive.
Okay, the FLIR is still booting. Takes a while to get through.
That was a really good hit back there.
Is that on the left-hand side?
Yep.
Okay, and the FLIR is booted. So apparently the FLIR did not take a charge or was left on and didn't shut itself down. So I'm sitting at 1% battery.
That's too bad.
All right. So we're just going to get a couple shots here on the outside.
Hello, my name is Kim. I'm with Darren. Is there anything you'd like to say to us?
Okay, so not totally sure with the range.
Darren?
Of these lavaliers are, so I'm going to move over to the captain's grave over here.
Now, if you recall, here's the stone that was the captain that they brought in, which they believe brought in the yellow fever?
Yes,
so
yellow
the stone
fever, captain.
Was here, but then that went to the museum. And if you recall last time, we went to the museum, and I felt the stone before we saw the stone, because he was real heavy with it.
Yeah, so there's the reproduction right there. So Captain George L.L. Kupfer. So his ship was called the Herald. And I believe it came in 1840-41. That's when the yellow fever kicked off. Okay, so we're about 20 feet away from the cell phone with the wireless receiver, so hopefully that's doing pretty good. So the back of your two calves are white.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything going on? Okay, just trying to take a quick picture here of the picture. I'll have to dub these in later.
It's probably just warming up from when they were frozen over there.
Yeah.
Here's a egg, bird egg.
A bird egg.
Well, part of one.
Considering the number of critters that were crawling around here at night, that's not going to last too long. Got some nice flowering trees in here. Wow, spring has arrived. Let's see if we still have Mr. DJI camera going. There we go. So 10 minutes, 43 seconds in. Battery looks good. And Mr. Fleur is officially retired for the day.
Does anyone have anything to say? My name is Kim.
Yeah, so according to the marker, Captain George Kupfer died on sea in September of 1840.
Why did you come?
Why did we come? Well, we came here because we're paranormal investigators, and I wanted to say hello to you and ask if there's anything I can do for you.
I come and go.
You do? I can feel you on my legs right now. This is a beautiful cemetery. Do you enjoy the birds? Would you like to tell us anything?
Okay, so now I've pulled out two of the full spectrum cameras.
What is your name? Are your remains in this thing here?
Yeah, I think they'd call them crypts.
Crypts? Are you or any of your family members in crypts here? Is there anything I can do to help you? Because Darren and I have been able to help get people to cross over. And if there's anything I can do to help you, you could let me know. Anyone here?
Sacrifice.
What kind of sacrifice do you need?
I have to catch up with Tim. Kim, she has wandered way too far.
Darren? What kind of sacrifice do you need? Or were you the sacrifice? So what about the sacrifice? Do you know of anybody that was on the boat, on the ship? Did you have a family member on the ship?
All right, we're going to catch up to Kim again. Because Kim keeps wandering.
What is your name? My name is Kim. Right here. Right here on me. I can feel you. I must be coming to the right place. How can I help you? Do you have something to tell me? Can you hear the pretty birds? Can you feel the sunshine?
Okay, so right now Kim is using our new spirit box.
Are you upset that the crypts are broken here and falling apart? Do you have problems resting because they're in such poor condition? If you were to turn to a stick figure, I could see you. I can, however, feel you when you come to me. Does the planes and helicopters that fly overhead bother you? What church did you belong to?
Okay, gonna go wander and catch back up to Kim again. So Kim is effectively testing the range of our stereo wireless lavalier system.
So my husband's name is Darren.
Feet, so
what is your name?
Sounded. Okay, so Kim, I'm going to attempt to keep the audio running here.
Okay.
And switch to my new SLS.
I'm not seeing a figure at all.
Your window, I see you looking out your window. What do you see? I